WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
1 o'clock, I'm Jen Ursolo. Topping our report this hour, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is hailing the quick-witted work of a security guard who alerted authorities to a suspicious device at actor Robert De Niro's Manhattan office. They say the device he removed was very similar to the ones that were located within the last 48 hours at CNN and locations connected to prominent Democrats. All of them appear to be from the same sender. Seven children at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Morris County have died from the adenovirus this month. Another 11 may still be fighting the disease. State Health Commissioner Dr. Sheriff Ellen Hall says there's no feasible way to remove the children from the facility.
You have to be able to have a plan for where they are going, where they go, where they're transferred to. And the sad reality is there aren't that many facilities that are able to care for them.
The infected children range in age from toddlers to young adults. Many are on ventilators and have compromised immune systems. A former chief of the Delran Emergency Squad is facing insurance fraud charges after fudging report forms from calls he worked on. Officials say 66-year-old Donald Horner let his EMT certification lapse while still going out on calls. He's accused of altering reports of more than 20 calls in order to make it appear there was a certified EMT on that call. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is expected to sign an order today sending 800 or more troops to the southern border to support the Border Patrol. Mattis is responding to a request from President Trump, who says he's bringing out the military to address what he's calling a national emergency at the border. Nearly 15% of New Jersey youth age 10 to 17 are obese. This according to a new report from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Our rate is the 28th highest among the states.
We know actually that if we can get kids to a healthy weight by kindergarten, they are much more likely to retain that healthy weight trajectory well into adolescence and adulthood.
Obesity puts children at a greater risk for conditions such as heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Rapper Ice-T was arrested yesterday for driving through a toll plaza at the George Washington Bridge without paying. According to TMZ, the Newark native was on his way into New York driving a sports car when he blew the toll. Police also busted him for having an unregistered vehicle. Ice-T says he forgot his Easy Pass since the car was brand new.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.